God desires that fathers would humble themselves, submit themselves to God, and that you would open your heart to your family and love them and pray for them. And one day, you'll hear the voice of your children saying, "Blessed is my mother, and blessed is my father, for they surely have given us the Lord."
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. As Raul resumes our focus on cultivating a healthy, faith-filled family, he'll encourage you to fully commit your home life to the Lord. By establishing God-honoring habits and prioritizing time in the Word and prayer, you lay the groundwork for your children to begin their own journey with the Lord. Stay with us for a challenge to set a godly example for your kids. Today's lesson is titled Christian Family and Priorities. Here's Raul Reese in Joshua chapter 24, beginning in verse 14.
I would like to give you a message that I really believe God has given to my heart. And I think that it is good for the whole church to understand that we as Christians, not only father and mothers, we have family priorities to keep. Very important. When Jesus was speaking, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. That even though we need food and we need clothes, the most important thing is Jesus. That's it. And I think it's really important for us to understand that in the Old Testament, Joshua was quite a person. The way God chose him to follow Moses and for Moses to pass on the baton to Joshua to lead the people of God into the promised land after coming out of Egypt and walking through the wilderness for 40 years and then taking charge of the people of God and having victory over his enemies. And then as his life moved rapidly all the way through, about the age of 80-some years old, here is Joshua now at the end of his life. And in the book of Joshua 24, verses 14 to 18, if you have your Bibles turned there with me this morning, that's our text. Joshua 24, 14 through 18. We see that Joshua, as a father and spiritual head of his home, begins to challenge not only his wife and his children and grandchildren, but every person that is standing before him to consecrate their lives before the Lord. Consecration of my life is very important, because if I'm not consecrated to God, then what kind of an effect can I have for my family and for my enemies? Surely God wants me to be fully committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And yet, we notice that as the spiritual head of my home, or even Joshua of his home, he begins to take charge and challenges his own children to follow the Lord righteously, with great integrity. And yet, I believe that there are too many families today that are having great, great problems because the father is not the spiritual head of his home. He hasn't taken the position of spirituality. Which means that you as a man have to know God's word. That means you have to spend time with God. Reading the Bible. Studying the Bible. Getting up in the morning before you go to work and spending time in the word. And spending time in prayer for that day of your family. What's going to take place in your family's day? Pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over your family. This is very important, as we see in the scripture. It's really important for fathers to be the main leaders of their homes. Not ruling over their wives like with a rod, but with love and kindness and gentleness. And really making sure that you're sensitive to your family's needs, whatever that need may be. That's why I'm hoping this morning that the text will really speak to us and the message will really penetrate our hearts and make us a changed people of God. Here in Joshua chapter 24, beginning with verse 14, Joshua said this, "And now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." Notice the plea that he's making. Here Joshua is getting ready to die. He knows his days are short. And right away he wants to make sure that as he's challenging them, that the first thing he brings about to them is, don't forget that your fathers and your grandfather and your great-grandfathers in Egypt were worshiping other gods. Don't do that. God wants you to worship the true living God. He says, "And if it seems evil to you, what I'm telling you, to serve the Lord, choose you yourselves this day who you're going to serve." You see, he's not forcing anybody to worship the Lord. That's what's beautiful about being a Christian, a free moral agent. And here Joshua is pleading whether you're going to be worshiping the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river, the gods of the Amorites and whose land you dwell. But as for me, he now stands clear of everyone. I step back. He says, "But as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord." I like that. We're going to serve the Lord. As long as my children are underage, they're going to serve the Lord. Not forcing them, but watching by example as a father and a mother lead their children in worshiping the true God. The way he operates in the home. Because children are very wise, they watch everything that happens in the home. Very beautiful when a mother and father are on their knees together praying. And saying, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, no matter what anybody else may do." Protecting your children from television, movies, the internet, all these things that can destroy, even the Disney Channel. Be careful. Be careful what they're teaching your children. It's really important that we make a stand for righteousness and for holiness in the decisions we make in our homes. And yet he continues and he says, "So the people, when they heard Joshua, answered and said, 'Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods.'" You know, words are very cheap. Anybody can say whatever they want to say. We could sit here today and hear the message and say amen to this whole thing, but it's going to be another different story when you go home and you put it to practice. You could forget. The people forgot. They said, "Amen. We'll do whatever you say." They said, "For the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove us out from before all of the people, including the Amorites who dwell in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for He is our God." And Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, who is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins if you forsake the Lord and serve other gods." See? Very plain. You can't serve the Lord and your gods. It's no good. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in Christ Jesus. You got to make up your mind who you're going to serve. And it's really important that your wife and your children are secure in your love that you have for them in the relationship you have with God. So they don't have to be worrying all the time what's going to happen to dad. You are the leader of your home, men. You have to make up your mind who you're going to serve. And as the people proclaim this, He said, if you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then the Lord will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. The blessings of God will disappear. When you serve him, he'll bless you. But when you don't serve him, he'll curse you. The blessings of God can turn into cursings when we're not with the Lord. And then the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. And so Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Notice, we swear it by God that we are going to worship him. And now therefore, he said, okay then, put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. If you really mean it, then go home and clean out your house from all the gods that you have, all the idols. It's really important to have a clear mind, a clear conscience before God. Because as God asks you to surrender, to submit, to be a godly person, is because God wants to bless you and use you to touch others for Jesus Christ. That's the purpose. The people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. And so Joshua made a covenant with the people that day. An agreement. And made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. So he wrote them down in God's book. Notice that. And he took a large stone and set it up under the oak tree that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And then Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us, and it shall be therefore a witness to you, lest you deny the Lord your God. You ever thought about that? That the mountains and the hills and every stone that has been here from beginning has heard every cry? Every word is engraved into the stones. The stones keep record. Your four walls in your house keep records. Everything that is said. Interesting. Even Jesus said, if you don't worship me, these stones will cry out and worship me. He made them. They've been around a long time. They keep record of every conversation they ever hear. Imagine that.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. It's always our joy to equip you with strength and wisdom from God's Word. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com to browse through our many resources. You can also email Raul your Bible questions and prayer requests at PastorRaul@SomebodyLovesYou.com. Now back to more of today's study.
And it's so beautiful here that Joshua brings it out and says, listen. He says, it shall be therefore a witness to you, lest you deny the Lord. The rocks have kept it and it's sealed that you are going to worship the Lord. And so Joshua let the people depart and each own to his own inheritance. Now what's really sad about this is that all you have to do is turn the page in your Bible to the book of Judges. That's the next book in the Bible. In chapter 2, verse 10, you know what it says? After that generation died, there arose a generation that did not know the Lord, but they worshiped all the other false gods. Their children never worshiped the Lord. The parents, fathers, mothers, grandparents, great-grandparents failed to teach the next generation. And that's happening today. So important that our children and our grandchildren know the Lord. They're going to be facing terrible things in the future to come. The world's in chaos. And why is it so important that we not only become the leaders of our home and teach our children? Why? Because the rapture is on his way. We need to be in the rapture. God is sending the rapture to rescue us from what's going to happen in the last 7 years of world history, which is going to be horrible. Out of what? 5 billion, 6 billion people. By the time Christ comes back, there's only like 1 billion left on the earth. Everybody's died because of the horrible things that are coming. Pretty heavy. We're living in the last days. Joshua is living in the last generation. before that generation went and worshipped other gods. Baal, Ashtoreth, all these gods by the name of Molech, where they would take up this little image and put it in the fire with his arms stretched out like this. And then when they become red hot, they would take their little baby infants just born and place them and barbecue them to Molech. These were the people of God. These were not the heathens. The people of God. That's why God was asking Joshua, tell the people. As God is telling you today, fathers, become the real spiritual leader of your home. Joshua was dying. He was going to be with the Lord. And yet he burned four great impressions in their hearts and in their lives. Number one, don't forget covenant. Don't forget history. Don't forget present blessings. And don't forget consecration is real important in the hearts and the minds of the parents and the children. Consecrating our lives to the Lord. How we need men today to cast the example for future generations to come to serve the Lord. It's amazing when you read here the book of Joshua chapter 24 that one of the key words that is constantly used in this section is the word to serve. 15 times it is used by Joshua. To serve God means to what? To fear Him, to obey Him, and to worship Him only. Three things. Fear, obey, worship. It means to love Him and fix our hearts upon Him. To obey Him because you want to please Him. And you want the blessings of God to be genuine in your life. Joshua makes it very clear that the people of Israel had to make a decision. Like with us today here, we have to make a decision. To serve the Lord Jehovah God or not to serve Him. To be the spiritual head of your home or to be a wimp. And to do your own thing and then have your children go to hell. Because you didn't do what God said. Real important. And so we need to understand that God has placed us in authority to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Not to be like the people of old in the Old Testament where they came along and they didn't even care. They just went ahead and did whatever they wanted to do. As a leader, who are you influencing? Who's watching you? Who's keeping notes? I think the good answer can be drawn from the life of Joshua. For him, as for other leaders wanting to make an impact beyond their lifetime, it begins in the home before you get to the White House. Or before you get to the corporate world. It starts in the house. And before anything else, Joshua took what? Full responsibility for the spiritual life of his home, of his wife and his children and the nation then. You see? God made him the leader of the nation. Because he was the leader of his home. Joshua was now very old, getting ready to die, and yet he challenges everyone to make a choice, to have right priorities, and to be able to serve the Lord with a clear mind and a clean heart. That's what the scripture teaches. Let me ask you a couple of questions. You don't have to answer them. What are your priorities with your family today? Only you can answer that. How much time do you spend with family? What are you teaching them? How are you leading them? Are you providing for them? Secondly, how important is family life to you? Is it more important than your friends? More important than your work? More important than the gym? Anything else that you have in your life? And thirdly, do you really love your family? And do they really love you? Is there true love in that family base? Or is there a lot of hate? Rebellion? And then, what kind of an influence do you have as a family in this world to your neighbors, to your friends, and to the rest of the world as they watch your family? And lastly, what kind of a legacy are you going to leave behind for your family? Legacy. Joshua left a great legacy. Every one of us are going to leave a legacy, a good one or a bad one. It's really important that we understand that right now we can start at this very moment to set up a godly legacy for the future. That's why God made it a primary thing in the Bible. The family is so important in society and to God. that He has given us so many scriptures in so many books concerning husband and wife and children and grandchildren. We are living in the time of the judges, like the judges, where families are splitting. They have no priorities in a godly way. And yet when we read the scripture, what does it say? When all that generation had been gathered together to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which He had done for Israel. And check this out. And then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served all the Baals, all the gods. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers. Notice that. And had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. And they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger, and they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroths, gods of fertility. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, so He delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them, and He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. That's what's happening to our nation as Americans. We are being sold to our enemies because we have an ungodly nation, not a godly nation. And it's going to get worse. You don't believe me? Read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, 29, and 30 when you go home. It's a beautiful picture of what's taking place today in America. They forsook the Lord and served Baals and Ashtaroths, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. Notice that. And delivered them into the hands of the Midianites. How sad it is, but that is so true. We have to be caring and loving to our children and our grandchildren. They have to feel it. They have to know that we love them. Dad, spend time with your children. Learn what they like to do so maybe you can do with them. Even as wise with their daughters. Check this out. Jonathan Edwards, one of the great pastors of America in the 1800s. A noble preacher of the early 18th century. His wife, Sarah. Their descendants included the following. 13 college presidents. 13. 65 college professors, 100 lawyers, including the dean of the law school, 13 judges, 66 physicians, including the dean of the medical school, 80 holders in public office, including 3 senators, 3 mayors of large cities, 3 governors of a U.S. vice president, and a controller of the U.S. Treasury, all in the line of this man, Jonathan Edwards, over the last 100 years.
Our kids are growing up in a world that has largely turned its back on the Lord. So it's crucial that we as Christian parents make their spiritual nurture a top priority. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's lesson in its complete form, we'll be happy to send you a copy for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for the lesson titled Christian Family and Priorities. Now, to support you in cultivating a faith-filled environment for your children, we'd like to tell you about a new book titled Raising a God-Fearing Family in an Ungodly World. Featuring Bible-based parenting insights drawn from the personal experience of Raul and his late wife Sharon, this resource will boost your confidence in teaching your children to give their hearts and lives to the Lord. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Raising a God-Fearing Family in an Ungodly World. We'll send your copy for $20 plus shipping and handling. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We are a listener-supported ministry, and we are thankful for your partnership. Every dollar you give helps us keep sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll get more inspiration and direction from this family life series. We'll see that when we make Christ the ultimate head of our family, He'll guide us into peace, purpose, and unity. Now, with a closing comment, here's Raul once again.
What kind of a legacy of the Lord carries will we leave? for our children's children to see where it started. And how did it start? And was it followed up by father and mother and children? Unto the grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Unto the fourth and fifth and sixth generations. God desires that fathers would humble themselves, submit themselves to God, and that you would open your heart to your family and love them and pray for them. And spend every time you can with them, because time moves so rapidly. And one day, you'll hear the voice of your children saying, "Blessed is my mother, and blessed is my father, for they surely have given us the Lord."
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.